Scientific discoveries and inventions. How many of us think nothing of swatting a bug or stepping on them? Some may feel differently after the report which was released about them. It stated they may feel pain. Sure, if one is trying to bite you, I am sure you wouldn't care about this, but what about that poor ant walking on the grass just going about his business? The next thing they may be telling us is plants feel pain. The release of the first Webb telescope photo was incredible for more reasons than many suspect. The photo showed light as far away as over 13 billion years. What this meant was that light left for its journey to us far before the Earth was created. But there is more. We have no idea if those galaxies, stars and maybe planets are still there. After all, a lot can happen in all that time. Sometimes something which seems to be just a great burden can turn out to be useful. Take what is known as a fatberg. It was clogging the London sewers and was composed of things people threw down their toilets and was said to be truly disgusting. So disgusting it was said by many to be the most disgusting thing they ever saw, and it was huge. Scientists examined it and cut it into blocks and separated the oils and fat and are creating biofuel with them. Many of us probably have never thought about how dangerous it is to mow the lawn. A study was finished on the perils of lawn mowing, and the results were surprising. In the 1990s, 230,000 people were said to be hospitalized due to lawnmower accidents. As years went by, the numbers have gone down thankfully, but they are still too high. About 85,000 people a year get into some lawnmower accident, with about 5% affecting the eyes of the person mowing. The population of women in prison has increased by 50%, yet for men it has increased by 18%. These figures are compared to the total populations in prison of men and women in the year 2000. The cost of our prisons is costing us about $80 billion per year. At one time, prisoners could only get hot showers if they were in Alcatraz. There was a breakthrough in 2014 in mind control. It had to do with planting false memories in minds. It convinced a mouse that if it was placed in a metal box it would get a shock, because it implanted the memory of getting shocked when placed in one. The mouse was never shocked, but reacted in terror when put into the metal box, remembering the shock it never got. I have to wonder if this technique was ever used on humans. There is always someone, somewhere, who would take advantage of this technique for some reason. One of the most amazing things ever to happen to a human being happened to a woman. Humans can freeze to death, and when they do, that is the end of their lives. Not for Jean Hilliard, apparently. She was found frozen to death on a park bench. She was taken inside and a doctor examined her and said she was like a frozen piece of meat. Then the seemingly impossible happened. As she began to thaw, she started to move and came back alive. She showed no effects of ever being frozen. Was this a miracle, or was there something special about her body? A new scientific report is suggesting we should throw out the idea about dark matter. Many scientists are against doing that. It will be interesting to see if we get some new theories which are not pinned to dark matter existing. It can't be figured out. Many people have claimed it saved their life, and because of it a couple of people stayed home the day the Twin Towers were attacked. They stayed home because they had a strange feeling something was going to happen. People who were scheduled to be passengers on planes that crashed and killed everyone have stayed home and were saved. The feeling is called intuition. Mount Vesuvius was the volcano which destroyed Pompeii. Recently a tourist was on the volcano, heaven knows why, and dropped his cell phone into it. He leaned over to try and see where the phone was and fell into the volcano. One would think this is the end of the story, but happily for the tourist, he was rescued. I bet he will never climb to the top of a volcano again. Scientists are creating all sorts of robots. Some are large and some so tiny a microscope is needed to see them. A side-walking robot crab was invented which is so small it can walk through the eye of a needle. There have been a lot of accidental discoveries. Sometimes people are looking to discover or invent something completely different than what they actually do. Such was the case with Velcro. An engineer was walking his dog and noticed burdock seeds were sticking to his fur. He also noticed the seeds had tiny hooks. He realized what he had discovered, and it wasn't long before Velcro came onto the scene. Opposite to what people usually think about clouds, they are not all airy and light. The USGS says the average cumulus cloud can weigh up to 1 million pounds. Microbes are getting stronger all the time. Some of them have found a way to become resistant to our antibiotics and vaccines. Some of them are mutating so fast, what worked on them a year ago in a vaccine now has no effect on them. Science is looking for other ways to combat microbes and has found a couple of promising ways to defeat them, but nothing has passed the testing stage yet that I know about. A new British invention could save women's lives. It is called the Smart Bra. It contains a microwave antennae and special padding. Data is sent to the medical authorities and computer images are generated. It is said cancer can be detected very early using the Smart Bra. It is being said researchers have succeeded in wiping out areas of the human brain that contain fears such as phobias and post-stress disorders. It is being done by wiping out bad memories. There is just so much going on in science around the world, we can't even guess what they might find. It could be very beneficial for us or terrifying. It could be discovered on purpose or by accident, but rest assured there will be more discoveries made all the time because as technology advances, so does the rate of discovery and invention.